When I was ordained a deacon about 5-6 years ago, I spent my time at St. Charles Parish in Heartland. And so I spent a lot of time shadowing the priests there. And one of the shadowings occurred when the priest was meeting with a widow to plan a funeral for her recently lost husband. And these meetings are often broken up into two parts. One part talking about the practical details of the funeral, the music, the readings, things like that. And the other part is hearing the story of the one who died. And as the widow shared the story of her husband and their life together, began to take on almost a Hollywood script. They were married shortly before the Korean War, and the man left shortly after to serve his country. Not forgetting, though, his reason for fighting, he wrote love letter after love letter to his beloved wife back home, expressing his affection for her, his dedication to her, and his longing to be reunited with her after the war's end. And the widow, as each one of these letters came in, kept all of them and she stored them in a shoebox, the universal storage container for, I think, all of us. And throughout her life, but especially as she mourned the death of her husband now, she would go back and take that shoebox out and read each love letter over and over and over again. And each time, her love for her husband grew, a new dynamic of him was discovered by reading letter after letter. So it makes me wonder what it is about love letters that can attract us so much and make good stories. After all, we can say to someone verbally that I love you, but there's something special about receiving a letter and reading those words. There seems to be a special weight to it. It might have to do with the extra time and effort, the extra forethought that has to go into writing such a letter. Perhaps it's the fact that spoken words fade away, while written ones remain. But there's just something inherently special about writing and receiving a love letter. We even have that saying, until I see it in writing, I won't believe it. Well, in 2019, Pope Francis declared that the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Sunday we're celebrating today, is to be known as Sunday of the Word of God. His hope being that we will use this weekend to reflect upon our relationship with this, which has a cover on it, but this is a Bible. Hopefully you've seen one before. But the Bible is really a shoebox of love letters from God to us, because that's what it is. It's a collection of love letters from God and to us as his beloved, as he battles for our hearts. Letters expressing his immense passion for us. Take, for example, this verse from the Song of Solomon. Behold, you are beautiful, my love. Behold, you are beautiful. Or how about from the prophet Jeremiah? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. Love letters encouraging us when we feel at our lowest, as we hear from the prophet Isaiah. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. We have love letters reminding us of how he sees us and our worth to him, as we hear in the Gospel of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Or how about from the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew? Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's will? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Finally, we have letters expressing his longing to be with us and spend eternity with us. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you also may be. Obviously, I can go on and on and on, and I spent a decent amount trying to find which quotes to use, because there are far too many. Because each of God's letters are packed with his love for us. Letters for us when we're afraid, discouraged, joyful, sad, thankful, or even heartbroken. And the more we read them, like that widow and her husband, the more our love for him will grow and a new dynamic of him discovered. St. Jerome says that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ, which makes sense. And I have to say, I don't like this quote, because every time I hear it, I'm reminded of how ignorant I really am. It's a scary quote and immediately challenges me. That so often this shoebox of love letters sits on my shelf, unopened, unread, and collecting dust. Which is truly sad, because imagine if that widow had kept her husband's letters packed away, never read them, or even thrown them out. Not only the love that she would have missed out on, but the consolation to read them when things in her life are difficult, and needing a reminder that her beloved is not as far as he may appear. We can, though, spend plenty of time reading other things, which are far less loving and far less uplifting. I have to admit, this week I spent 5 minutes reading about this celebrity who bought this ferry boat. That didn't make my life any better or happier. And yet we can do that. Compare this, though, to even the words from our gospel, which take less than a minute to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. That's uplifting. And God did not settle to express his love for us only with words. He put it in writing, so that even when he seems to be far away from us, his love can reach us. And so it may not be every day, but let us strive in the spirit of Pope Francis to not keep these letters in the shoebox, but to read them over and over and over again. Now, to help for some practical tips, I would invite you to maybe read these love letters that we hear before Mass on Sundays. Perhaps you can join our scripture study that we have here at St. Joseph Wednesdays at 3:30. Perhaps download and listen to Father Mike Schmidt's Bible in a Year podcast. Visit the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. There's so many resources to not let the shoebox of love letters stay on the shelf, but to be read over and over and over again. Because aren't we all, in that sense, that widow, anxiously awaiting the return of our God, anxiously awaiting the return of our beloved?